From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Today, Republican senators asked Sonia Sotomayor to explain controversial statements she has made in speeches while Democrats focused more on her judicial record. This is Sotomayor's second day of confirmation hearings to the Supreme Court, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Judge Sotomayor said she decides every case based on the facts and the law. She also said the Constitution guarantees a right to own a weapon. As Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said,
I listened to you today. I think I'm listening to Judge Roberts.
Chief Justice John Roberts was a Bush nominee. Graham contrasted Sotomayor's statements at the hearing with comments she's made in speeches over the years.
Don't become a speechwriter if this law thing doesn't work out, because these speeches really throw a wrinkle into everything.
Sotomayor said despite the comments in her speeches that emphasize her background and ethnicity, quote, at no point have I ever permitted my personal views or sympathies to influence an outcome of a case. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama traveled to Michigan today, where he told an audience at a community college there that some lost auto industry jobs will not be coming back. The president also said new jobs will require additional training and, in many cases, post-high school education. Speaking at Macomb Community College in Warren, Michigan, the president also said in terms of the jobless rate, things are likely to get worse before they get better.
The unemployment rate is approaching 10% here in Michigan. It's about 5 points higher. And, you know, new jobs reports are going to be coming out, and we're going to see continuing job loss even as the economy is beginning to stabilize.
The president was in Michigan pushing a plan to provide $12 billion to community colleges, which his administration says could help an additional 5 million Americans earn degrees and certificates over the next decade. Wholesale prices rose 1.8% in June. Sharply higher prices for food and energy were behind the jump, which was about twice what analysts had been anticipating. NPR's John Itzde reports.
An 18.5% increase in gasoline prices was the biggest cause of the upward move in the producer price index. It was partly driven by the higher cost of crude oil, which topped $72 a barrel in June. But the upward move has been interrupted by renewed concerns that the economic recovery will be slow. That's brought crude back to about $60 a barrel. A jump in food prices, especially for vegetables, also helped boost wholesale inflation in June. Even after stripping out the effects of volatile food and energy prices, core inflation at the wholesale level rose about 0.5%, higher than analysts had expected. But given the economy's weakness, many analysts believe June's big price increases are unlikely to continue. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 27 points to end the session at 8,359. The Nasdaq gained 6 points today. This is NPR. As the worldwide recession grinds on, developing nations are expected to lose upwards of 30 million jobs through the end of next year. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, a group that deals with economic, environmental, and social issues. The OECD says the job losses are mainly a result of the global financial crisis as the world's economy struggles to recover from the worst recession in at least 7 decades. While many economists believe the economy will emerge from recession later this year or early next, most experts expect unemployment will continue to rise beyond that point. A British classical conductor has died with his wife in a Swiss clinic for assisted suicides. Maestro Edward Downes died last Friday at the age of 85. NPR's Neda Ulubi filed this report.
Sir Edward Downes conducted both the Royal Opera and the BBC Philharmonic, the latter for almost 50 years. He was also the first to conduct a performance at the Sydney Opera House in Australia. Downes and his wife ended their lives together at a moment when Lady Joan Downes, who suffered from terminal cancer, was told she had only weeks to live, according to their son. Downes was not ill himself, but he told family members that his hearing, eyesight, and ability to walk had deteriorated to a point where he had had enough. The two died at a clinic in Zurich run by the assisted suicide group Dignitas. They died in the company of their two adult children, who said in a statement their deaths were peaceful. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices fell 17 cents a barrel today to end the session at $59.52 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.